When you associate the identity of another person with his or her politics, then you're viewing them through the lens of identity politics. Therefore, you have fallen prey to the divisive zeitgeist of our current times. Transcend this limited view by seeing the other as a whole person, not as someone whose view is such and such. Whether Republican or Democrat, woke or conservative, pro-Israel or pro-Palestinian, we are all human beings, regardless to what degree we have or have not embraced or represented our own humanity as individuals. This does not mean that we will all be able to reconcile our differences with each other. Yet, our shared commonalities should not be overlooked. This is to see the other first and foremost as a person rather than a representative of an identity group is key to better understanding of that person and his or her viewpoints. Only by fostering an element of respect toward others, and I emphasize, even if not reciprocated, can we claim our own humanity. The effort starts with those who have a conscious awareness of themselves and others as created in the image of God. Step forward and introduce yourself by name, not by the party or political viewpoints that you ascribe toward. Most importantly, know that you are more than the viewpoints that you uphold. Contrary to the leftist slogan, the personal is political, the personal is not the same as the political. In-depth acknowledgement of who you are as an individual human being should be primary within the framework of your own identity.